always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Rose Parade's underway in Pasadena, California. The 135th edition of the historic parade is taking place amid tighter security, like most large New Year's events, because of the Israel-Hamas war. Meanwhile, that war continued early into 2024.
At the stroke of midnight, as Israel ushered in 2024, Hamas firing nearly 30 rockets, setting off air raid sirens as far as Tel Aviv. No injuries thanks to the Iron Dome interceptions, but the barrage, another sign the Gaza war is far from over.
It's ABC's Jordana Miller in Israel. The Israeli military says it is withdrawing thousands of troops from Gaza, but says fighting is prolonged. Japan's prime minister is urging people to remain vigilant after a magnitude 7.6 earthquake that led to tsunami warnings. It's not clear how many people were hurt in the earthquakes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman is pushing back on an ousted chancellor's claim his First Amendment rights were violated. Rothman says La Crosse's Joe Gao served at the pleasure of the UW Board of Regents and is not entitled to any specific process. Gao was fired last week after pornographic videos he and his wife made surfaced online. Advocates want Wisconsin to adopt a ranked choice voting system, which aims to take much of the partisanship out of elections.
It reduces the incentives that create those toxic, hate-filled campaign ads. It reduces the incentives that reward gridlock and extremism in our elections today.
Bob Moline is a volunteer with a grassroots organization called Grow Action. This is Civic Media News. A new survey shows the outlook for the economy is getting better. Alex Gonzalez reports on the Audit Partner Pulse survey and what it means for business today.
CEO for the center, Julie Bell Lindsay, explains that audit partners are present in all public companies in the country. They're responsible for understanding risks and pressures that affect businesses and the industries they operate in.
Certainly the economic outlook is stronger than a year ago, but auditors still see the potential for inflation, while it is falling, to have a significant impact on business operations over the course of the next year.
Lindsay adds that almost 70% of auditors see what she calls inflationary effects hitting business for longer than 12 months. She adds that businesses are also being heavily impacted by the country's current regulatory environment, with a majority saying the effects have been negative, citing additional costs associated with compliance with new rules. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Wisconsin takes on LSU. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against the number 13th ranked LSU Tigers in Tampa at the ReliaQuest Bowl for New Year's Day. A lot of press conferences, a lot of questions, including this one for coaches Luke Fickell and LSU's Brian Kelly.
If they make a movie about one of you two guys, who's going to be the star? Now, I'm thinking X-Files. David Duchovny for you, Coach Fickell, and Robert Patrick for you, Coach Kelly. Who are you thinking?
Wow.
That's pretty good.
I'm not sure of that movie. That's one for me. I've been maybe heard a little Adam Sandler in there. So I don't know. It depends on how you want to go, which direction. Ted Lasso is definitely not going to play me or whoever that is.
I would... defer to you on movies. We don't have much time for movies. We watch a lot of film, but it's generally not of actors and actresses.
That's Luke Fickell and Brian Kelly with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny here on New Year's Day. We'll get to a high of 31 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear, becoming breezy overnight, 25 the low, the wind gusting to 25 out of the southwest. Tomorrow breezy in the morning, mostly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair.
And this is Greg Bach.
For As Goes Wisconsin, and on behalf of everyone at Civic Media, happiest of New Year's.
We hope it's safe and fun, and you write that first check correctly with the right date.
And we hope you enjoyed today's special show.
Bye.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so very much for joining us. Greg Bach with me in the studio. Calvin is on the board, and I'm really excited to have another guest in studio. Lindsay Bloomer is the CEO of WRTP Big Step, and it's WRTP.org. And you work with apprentices and apprenticeship programs.
We do.
Now, Governor Evers just announced over 16,000 apprentices are currently enrolled in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program. That's the most since 2001, which is great. And I didn't realize that our state has had this program, an apprenticeship program since 1911. And we're also the only state that requires employers pay their apprentices for both the time that they're in the classroom and the time that they're on the job. So that's great.
It's really great. It is the leading apprenticeship program in the nation.
That's so exciting. It really is. At the very start of the show, I told Greg that I have a thing for heavy machinery. And I don't.
No context to the statement whatsoever.
I don't know why. I think cranes are cool and forklifts. And I would love to drive a forklift because I think it looks like fun.
I think we can make that happen.
Really?
Yeah, we just got to get you trained up. It doesn't take very long.
You think someone will actually insure me?
If we're just putting you on there, you're going to ride around, be fine.
Come on down to WRTP Big Step. We'll train you.
There you go.
Remote show.
Oh.
Interview some apprentices. I'll bring a dish to pass. It'll be nice.
I'm so there. Let's talk with these. So, again, our apprenticeship program is doing really well with the biggest enrollment since 2011, 2001. And so who is applying? Are you seeing different faces? Are you seeing different folks? Who is applying now for these apprenticeships?
Yeah, so the face of apprenticeship is changing, much like our demographics are changing in Wisconsin. And while they may be changing, we always say apprenticeship is for everybody. Apprenticeship is accessible to every single person. And something that we do at WRTP Big Step is we act as the pre-apprenticeship kind of talent recruitment outreach for apprenticeship, for the union trades, both on construction and manufacturing sides.
Now, is it wrong for, because I always think an apprentice is someone who's just coming out of high school.
So the average age of an apprentice in Wisconsin is 28.
Really?
Yes. And we're actually trying to lower that because what has happened over time is there's been a big focus on going to four-year colleges directly after high school graduation. And while that is great for a lot of folks, and we have a very strong college system here in Wisconsin, there is another path, and that is apprenticeship. And so what we've been doing is a lot of education as well, that you can actually do a youth apprenticeship while in high school, graduate, go into either a pre-apprenticeship or a registered apprenticeship and start earning while you learn the day after you graduate
high school. That's huge.
I was 38 when I became an apprentice.
What did you apprentice in?
I know it doesn't look like it, but a barber. I went through the entire apprenticeship program, 2 years schooling and on the job training.
No kidding.
Yep. And I was 38.
That gives me hope. My career as a front load driver may still happen.
Yeah.
It could still happen for me.
We believe in you, Jane. In fact, we brought Lindsay here to tell you, you get an apprenticeship today.
I've had the opportunity, Lindsay, over the years to do various interviews, especially with trying to get more girls into the trades. And, you know, there's carpentry and there's plumbing and there's just laborer. There's, you know, crane operators and all kinds of things. Is any one field much more popular than another?
So if you've never been exposed to the trades or an apprenticeship, what we see people coming in our doors knowing that the lights come on or knowing that you can turn a sink on. So many will say, well, I don't know, a plumber, an electrician. And what we do is a lot of career guidance and exploration. We'll take folks, youth, women, to training facility, union training halls, so they can experience it hands-on. And not realizing there are 19 trades. There are bricklayers. There are sprinkler fitters. So anytime you're putting in the sprinklers, the fire systems,
right,
there are HVAC technicians. It's a wide range. And so we see a lot of people come in and say, well, I want to be X because I know about that.
Yeah. But
then getting exposed to so many opportunities that they may be better suited for.
What are some of the lesser known trades? I'm curious.
Right. So heat and frost insulators who insulate the piping in commercial buildings, sprinkler fitters, again, who do the fire systems. There are glazers, which glaze the windows. So
that's a huge skill.
Yep.
That's a huge skill.
Elevator repair is still a trade, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep. Elevator constructor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's we just talked about that, didn't we?
I don't believe we.
I think that. No, I was just talking to someone about this who said that there are so few elevator repair people that we have to get ours from Illinois.
Yes. We learned that in school. And what's funny is that you're talking about having more women getting involved in the trades. When I graduated my class, it was mostly men. The only woman besides in my class, and all the women were all beautician apprentices.
Yeah.
There was one woman in elevator repair. The rest were all men, whether depending on what the trade was. It was all men except for the women who were doing working in salon and the one woman who was working in elevator repair.
Lindsay Bloomer is our guest. She is the CEO of the industrial training program called WRTP, Big Step of South Central Wisconsin. Wisconsin currently has over 16,000 apprentices enrolled in registered apprenticeships programs. That's the most since 2001. I'm sure the level of physicality is going to vary from trade to trade as well.
It does. It does. And I think what has changed over the years, you know, I think in our minds, perhaps you think, oh, you know, those who work in the trades are going to be hauling heavy stuff 100% of the time, or they're going to, if they're in the industrial units, they're going to work in factories that are dirty. None of that is true anymore, actually. Any factory you go to around here, you could eat off the floor. I mean, it is so clean. And a job now with OSHA standards, safety standards, with a lot of the equipment that's being used, anyone can do these jobs. And while there is some physicality to it, what's great is the training provided by the union. So your apprenticeship is actually 4 to 5 years of earning while you learn. You're learning on the job. You're doing some classroom, some on the job. You're learning how to be safe. Stretching is a big part of the work now.
Oh, interesting.
Mental health is a big part of the job now as well, so that you can do your job well. And as you mentioned in the beginning, that employers pay for this in Wisconsin as well. And so you're getting paid while you're learning this at top dollar, full benefits the first day as well. So you can be healthy and stay healthy on the job.
It's 4 year college is great. It's not for everyone. And I think sometimes people go into looking for a 4 year degree, expecting that they're going to come out and make considerably more money than they actually are.
I don't even understand. I've got a 4 year college degree as well. I've got both. And
you're making millions, aren't you?
Oh, so much money. You know, one of the things, Lindsay, we spoke about off air, you know, we made reference now to 4 year colleges, and yes, they are great for those who need it. One of the problems that, you know, we have in this society is tech schools, apprenticeships, vocationary, that's not a word, vocational schools, they tend to get a bad rap. Like, oh, you couldn't get into this university. You got to go to this tech school, huh? Well, maybe you can transfer to Madison or Oshkosh. But it's like, no, these schools provide an important education and train people for good paying, high skilled jobs and create a career for life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's no shame in that.
No. And every, you know, people who go into registered apprenticeship, you do that 4 or 5 years and then you take several exams to become a master crafts person or a journey person. Mm-hmm. And those are the folks that build the infrastructure of our communities. They're the ones who ensure that we have safe water, safe buildings, everything we need to function. And when we talk about the huge investment in infrastructure in this country, you know, we aren't going to have internet unless we have people to do the directional boring to lay the fiber to give us broadband, right? Yep. I mean, that's one example.
Yep. Yeah.
And so folks are master craftspeople when they're coming out of these programs that are safe, they're skilled, they're diverse, and they pay well to support their families.
And I would assume too, Lindsay, that once you become a journeyman, you can take these with you wherever you go across the country, correct?
They are 100% transferable.
Yeah. That's big.
And also, like, I mean, we've had people call in talking about, you know, I work for this HVAC guy for 25 years and I decided I'm going to start my own business. You can take that. You can take those skills and start your own thing. Get your own van, put out your own tile and start making, you know, it's not all about the money, but it is an important aspect that these jobs are going to pay you and pay you well.
And they're not going to be replaced most likely by automation.
Yeah.
No. No,
right?
They will always be there. You know, there isn't a ChatGPT or an AI function that can complete a building.
Yeah.
There is not one that can plumb a building. There's not one that can do fire protection. We just don't have that yet. And the chances of that happening are pretty slim. So we're always going to need folks who can help us as communities build our communities from the ground up.
Do you have time to stick around for one more segment?
I do.
That would be wonderful. We're going to talk about pay and how that ranges from trade to trade. And I see we have a caller on the phone as well. We're going to continue talking to Lindsay Bloomer, the CEO of the industrial training program called WRTP Big Step of South Central Wisconsin. We're talking about apprenticeships in Wisconsin and my opportunity to drive a front loader.
So,
because it's all about me.
Well, no, this is gets you involved. It gets you excited. I love it. We start you at a forklift, though, I think.
And build my way up?
Build your way up. I think that's a good
Lindsay,
place.
Lindsay is agreeable Absolutely. With this.
I think once you get on a forklift, though, if you get a little space. Now, I'm not saying I did or didn't do this. But when I did work in a certain building, there was a lot of open space. And sometimes you would do donuts. I'm just saying.
It might happen.
But don't do that at home, kids.
Of course not.
But yeah, driving a forklift is fun.
Lindsay does not endorse the doing of donuts.
No,
absolutely not.
That's not actually
absolutely not
within the training program.
Not training at all.
All right. Stay with us. We will be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. Greg Bach with me in studio. And we have a special guest. Lindsay Bloomer is the CEO of the Industrial Training Program, WRTP, Big Step of South Central Wisconsin, talking about the fact that there are over 16,000 apprentices that are currently enrolled in registered apprenticeship programs in Wisconsin, the most since 2001. Let's talk about the pay differentiation between some of these trades, Lindsay. What would be like the highest? Is it like the crane operator? Or are they... That's another one of my, ooh.
Right.
You would do that? You get up on a tall building and do the crane thing?
No, I'd have to be on the ground.
Okay, there we are.
These heights freak me out.
So the beauty of registered apprenticeship and union registered apprenticeship is that you have a wage card. So you know what everyone is. It's equitable wages. So there's not somebody making 70 cents on the dollar just because they're a woman or anything like that. So operating engineers who do operate those cranes, journey workers can earn up to $48 per hour. You add that into some of their health insurance fringe benefits. You're talking about $73 per hour.
That's a really highly skilled job.
That's amazing to
be a crane operator. Yeah. The one that I had a chance to interview a couple of years ago, the manuals are like 7 inches thick and there's two of them. And the weights and the counterweights and the counterbalance and all that thing, it's really very impressive.
Absolutely. But even, you know, when we're talking about laborers who are building our roads, who are doing heavy highway construction, who are doing trench digging, things like that, that are vitally important to all of our water systems, our electrical systems, our broadband systems, you know, you can start at, you know, between 25 and 30 up to $36 an hour. And then when you add those benefits in, you're talking, you know, $58 an hour.
Where else are you going to find that?
I mean, I think the only other way you find that is if you go to a highly skilled job that's like a, like electronics or something like that, like kind of thing, like almost like IT, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. And let me remind you, that's no college debt, right? Yeah. Because you've gone through an apprenticeship and you've earned while you've learned, you've been earning since day one, mm-hmm. and zero debt.
Yeah.
How have job sites changed, Lindsay? I'm sure that for women, potentially people of color, there were a lot more obstacles before. I assume that has gotten better.
Yeah. So, you know, all of the unions have really ramped up with employee resource groups, mentorship programs. The state of Wisconsin, actually, through the Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards, has a mentoring program they're working on. There's also Empower, which is a women's trades group of tradeswomen that do mentoring and, of course, any resources that necessary. And what we do as well is we talk a lot about how work sites, job sites can become more friendly, more welcoming. And to be honest, in terms of our labor market and our demographics, now's the time to welcome everybody into the workforce. And if we want to have registered apprentices, unions doing our work, then we need to welcome everybody into this workforce.
And it was always my understanding that bringing diversity to the workforce is only good for the workforce and is only good for the industry because everyone brings something different.
Absolutely. So studies have shown that when you diversify a workforce based on the population, right, it matches the population of the communities, you get a return on investment of every $5 for every $1. So revenue increases by 30%, 33% if you have a diverse workforce.
Wow. Wow.
I wish you could just talk all the time to everybody about all this because I cannot stress to you. You know, my experience going through the apprenticeship program and having conversations about this in tech schools, and I have such a high regard for it now, and I think it's so very important, and I feel like it's something we should just be talking about all the time, and especially kids in high schools and maybe even younger. Like, you know, you get the kid has a draw to wood, likes working on wood with their parent. There we go. Carpentry might be world you want to be in, and you might know that at the age of 12. Then you can go through the program as you get older.
So studies show that kids start deselecting careers at fifth grade if they don't see themselves represented in it. Something that we've done is partnered with Boys and Girls Clubs here in Wisconsin and started programs as young as second grade to start building birdhouses, to start doing electrical circuitry so that they can see themselves represented in this and know that they can do it. This is a viable career option for them.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
It really is. Lindsay Bloomer is our guest. She's the CEO of WRTP Big Step of South Central Wisconsin. Keith from Middleton has been waiting. Good morning, Keith. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hey, good morning, guys. As a blue collar, my whole life, worked with my hands. Didn't go through an apprenticeship program, but I went through a culinary tech program 40 years ago and got my degree. And I've made an awful lot of money in my years as an executive chef at private clubs and resorts all over this country. I've been in six figures now for the last 15, 20 years, and that's nothing to sneeze at. I have to say that the Democratic Party, in my opinion, in the last, and I'm a Democrat lifelong, over 40 years, has been pushing this MBA crap for the last 40 years to the point where they've really alienated the blue collars. And I think you're seeing that with the whole rise of Trump. And I think the only way Democratic Party is going to get back in the good graces of the hardworking people of this country is to really push hard to support these programs and make sure that people are understanding that everyone needs to have their house plumbed, electrical, HVAC, these things. You want to go out for a dinner, you got to pay somebody to do it. There's no shame. It's an absolute, the most rewarding thing in the world, in my opinion, is to finish a job and look at it and say, I built that with my own two hands.
Absolutely, Keith. I had the opportunity to talk to some women who worked on Fiserv Forum, and they said, too, that the feeling I get when I drive past that and I'm with my kids and I can point to it and say, Mommy helped build that.
That's
just an amazing thing.
I love that.
Thank you so much for the call, Keith. You don't happen to have a crane I can borrow, do you?
Wow. Oh, my God.
I think that's a no.
Wow. And he left the call laughing at you.
Right. A girl can dream.
I want to make this dream come true, honestly.
We'll have a brainstorming session.
All right.
And we'll kick that around. Anything you want to add, Lindsay? We just have a couple of minutes left.
Sure. You know, I think as we diversify the trades and we start talking about registered apprenticeship here in Wisconsin and having a renaissance of this model that's been around since 1911, we're the leaders in this. And, you know, as I'm seeing more federal investment coming down with different infrastructure, roads, bridges, commercial buildings, residential, clean water, lead lateral replacement.
Yes.
Every single one of these grant programs has workforce development built into it, and all of them have language referencing pre-apprenticeship, registered apprenticeship, and union labor as well. And that's a huge sea change. And I think, to your point about we need to keep telling people about this, I think this is the only way we're going to be able to accomplish some of these massive projects over the next 5 to 10 years. And generationally, I want to look back in 25 years and say we brought a whole new generation into the trades, into apprenticeship, and they are now journey workers who are mentoring the next class of apprentices. And I think we can do it.
Absolutely. Well, people can contact your organization if they want to find out more. We will put that in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
It is WRTP.org. But again, we will put that in our show notes if you want to reach out to Lindsay's organization and find out more and talk to your kids, talk to your grandkids.
Have the good conversation because, you know, I mean, especially in today's day and age, young people with the jobs market, these are the good options.
Lindsay Bloomer, CEO of WRTP, thank you so very much for your time. Really appreciate it. Stay with us. We will be back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There are 80 races for Supreme Court seats in 33 states next year. Many of the issues will be the same as Wisconsin's historic election last April. The Brennan Center for Justice expects abortion, gerrymandering, and voting rights to dominate high court races all over the country. One state elections official says he wants a database his peers across the country could share to fight misinformation spread by artificial intelligence. Adrian Fonce is Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State.
Our election officials can have this reference space where they can go learn more, figure more out, and then continue to up their own game.
A recent poll finds most Americans are concerned about the role AI will play in spreading lies in this year's elections. This is Civic Media News. Scam artists are finding new ways to rip off people who are trying to repair their credit. Joe Ullery reports.
The American Association of Consumer Credit Professionals, best known as AACCP, has issued a warning about rogue credit repair firms whose shady practices prey on consumers who are trying to repair their credit and rebuild their lives. Michael Klonch with Emergent Strategies says scammers continue working the phones despite a federal judge's landmark ruling.
The law of the land is that if a credit repair company uses telemarketing, either in an outgoing solicitation or referrals through the phones, then they have to wait 6 months before they can bill a consumer.
Klonch says consumers should always be suspicious of unsolicited calls and texts promising things that seem too good to be true. I'm Joe Ullery reporting.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin takes on LSU. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against the number 13th ranked LSU Tigers in Tampa at the ReliaQuest Bowl for New Year's Day. A lot of press conferences, a lot of questions, including this one for coaches Luke Fickell and LSU's Brian Kelly.
If they make a movie about one of you two guys, who's going to be the star? Now, I'm thinking X-Files. David Duchovny for you, Coach Fickell, and Robert Patrick for you, Coach Kelly. Who are you thinking?
Wow.
That's pretty good.
I'm not sure of that movie. That's one for me. I've heard a little Adam Sandler in there. So I don't know. It depends on how you want to go, which direction. Ted Lasso is definitely not going to play me or whoever that is.
I would defer to you on movies. We don't have much time for movies. We watch a lot of film, but it's generally not of actors and actresses.
That's Luke Fickell and Brian Kelly with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny here on New Year's Day. We'll get to a high of 31 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear, becoming breezy overnight, 25 the low, the wind gusting to 25 out of the southwest. Tomorrow breezy in the morning, mostly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From I-43 to I-41,
this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We're caught in a trap.
Good morning, welcome. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Good morning, Hayward. Thank you for joining us. Jane Matinere In for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, you can leave a message there as well. Hey, the Bucks tonight hosting the Pacers, 6:30. You can listen on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, or on WRCE in Richland Center, the news from the center. So go Bucks. Hopefully they'll have a good game tonight. We had this discussion off the air before we even started the show today. So I won't use this thing, and Greg thinks I'm silly.
Well, I don't think you're... Yeah, I think you're silly. It was because here's the backstory, real quick backstory. Jane was nice enough to buy me a coffee today, and I wanted to pay her for the coffee. You know, I don't expect anyone to buy my coffee, but I said, "Hey, Jane," in my head, knowing that what the answer was.
Yep.
I said, "Do you have Venmo?" And there was a sharp no, like you fool.
Of course not.
You fool.
You think I Venmo?
I don't know. You Riz.
No note of Venmo.
What? Why?
I don't trust it. It makes me twitchy.
So?
Because it's a bank account that you can send money to someone else, correct?
Correct. It's a way of connecting. Yeah. Yeah.
So does it go, do I have to make a wallet?
What you do is you just... Okay. Welcome to Greg Explains Venmo to Jane.
I'm not the only one.
I know.
I'm so sure I'm not the
so
only
it's
one.
It's like, so you have an Amazon account.
I do.
And have you ever bought anything on Amazon from your, well, actually from either your phone or your computer?
From my computer, sure.
Okay. Have you ever bought anything from your phone?
No.
Okay. So that was just for me. You set up an account there. You have a wallet there. That wallet has.
At Venmo.
I'm talking about Amazon.
On Amazon.
So. I'm using this as a example.
Okay.
You set up your wallet, quote unquote. That wallet has your card in it. That card you use to pay for stuff. That money from your Amazon account is transferred to Amazon. They take that money, they deposit it in their big old pockets, they send you your stuff. Boom, done. There goes the dynamite. Same thing with Venmo. You're going to go onto Venmo. You can either hook it up to your bank account or to a card. There are reasons for either. And then so what happens is I have a Venmo account. If you had a Venmo account, I would simply just say, all right, I'm going to send you $5 for the coffee.
It was $27.
You know what? You're getting $5 because I didn't ask for the expensive toffee. I send it to you. I get your account. It's like Twitter. You have a handle.
Okay.
And then it has a notification that says Greg has sent you $5 for coffee. You go into your account. You click it. You can tell it where to put it. You can put it into your savings account, checking account, and the money's there. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's just a way of sending money. It's encrypted. It's safe. If there have been problems, I can't. There's only one major problem with Venmo, and that is if you do not get the exact handle, then that presents.
So you can deposit the money to the wrong person.
Correct. Yes. But if you're simple, like, hey, Jane, what is your Venmo handle? And you tell me, and I go, is this you? And you say, that's me. Then we're fine. It's a pretty safe. I mean, there's Venmo, there's Cash App, there's Zelle, there's Google Wallet, Google Pay. Like, there's all these different versions of that idea of just transferring ones and zeros to each other digitally. And it's fairly safe. I haven't heard anything in the paper saying, like, oh my gosh, someone hacked into Venmo and everyone's accounts are free and open to the public. It's just another way of doing it. And I totally understand why you don't want to do it. I get it. My mom didn't want to do it, but it got to the point where the whole family was doing it and she joined in.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I the only one? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you Venmo? I personally do not.
Or if there's something akin to Venmo that everyone else does and you don't, call us up and tell us why you don't want to use it.
And what the thing is.
And I'll tell you what mine is.
Okay.
I never screenshot or take a picture of a check to deposit it on online banking. I will never do that.
I'm with you on that.
Someone hands me a check. That check goes into my pocket. That pocket goes to the bank. That pocket is full of a check. That check comes out of my pocket. I sign it, put my little thing on there. I hand it to the person behind the 9 inches of glass. And I say, please deposit this meager winnings into my checking account. And they do that. I walk out and I'm happy.
So what is your hesitation to do that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to screw something up. It has less to do with the outside world and more about the fact that but also more so than anything else, I just like running to the bank. It's not old timey, but it's just like, hey, I got to run some errands. Got to run to the bank. Got to go to the market. Got to get gas, that kind of thing. So it's like, you know, and it takes me no time at all. So,
Calvin, do you Venmo?
Of course, he invented Venmo.
I do Venmo. Well, now that I don't have roommates, I don't have as much reason to anymore.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But do you and your friends, as our resident young person, I assume you all Venmo with some frequency?
Yeah, I mean, it's better than carrying cash around.
Yeah.
See, I like having cash.
And Jane, we're here to tell you can have cash. No one's telling you can't. There's nothing wrong with carrying a 20 in your pocket. But most people, especially of a certain age, don't do that anymore.
I suppose.
Like, I never carry cash anymore. I don't work in a tip. The tipping world is gone for me. So I don't.
You don't have access to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
It just always seems silly to me to use my card for $4. When I have a $5 bill.
Well, and also there are charges too on that too. It makes sense. Card. Yeah, they'll charge you a percentage fee on the card and say using cash. And I understand it completely. You shouldn't do what you don't want to do. There is a convenience level to it all, and I don't even know if there is a fee with Venmo. But you know, I use it for various things.
So I'm assuming you're not going to bring me my $27 tomorrow for the latte that I got you today.
You'll get $5 in nickels. That's all the cash I have, lady.
844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Do you Venmo or is it a no-no? Peggy from Brooklyn, Wisconsin is on the line. Good morning, Peggy. Thank you so much for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi. No, I do not Venmo for multiple reasons, but the number one reason is my hairdresser, my horse farrier, probably about 20 different people I pay cash to,
yeah.
And they give me 20% discount right off the top.
Yep.
Nice.
That's the number one reason.
Nice.
Number two is I've been told that they are going to start charging on Venmo because the government feels, of course, that they're losing some money.
So they're going to tag they're going to tag a 3% or something on there, Peggy, probably.
Yep. And I've heard that through multiple people, but they haven't yet. So I'm really happy for the people, but no, I pay cash. And you know, what's really interesting is a lot of my friends go, oh, she's the cash lady. So I like dealing with me because they know they're going to have cash in hand then.
There you go.
There are people who love getting paid in cash. Absolutely.
And there are places, gas stations will give you cash discounts.
Yes.
You know, and you can just simply be like, hey, if I pay with cash, can I get a certain amount off? Because they won't charge you the 10% card fee then. Because a lot of the times that price is the prices because they're putting that fee on you. So we got a text from the 414 that says, don't know about Venmo charge, but I try to use cash as much as possible. Giving a credit card company 3% for a transfer is highway robbery. Now, yeah, that's totally different. I'm not doing transfers with credit cards. Like, I'm not like...
Right, it's transferring.
Yeah.
But
you still get charged for using credit cards in certain locations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the vendor is getting charged.
Yep, they're getting... Yeah, it's all basically... It's all a fee that I'm getting to pay.
Yeah, yay.
Way to go, me.
844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Do you Venmo or is it no-no Venmo? Glenda from Madison. Good morning, Glenda. What do you think?
Good morning. I actually wanted to call and say that I use Zelle and Venmo and cash and checks, all of those. But I do have to put my checks in directly online because I don't have a brick and mortar bank.
There's
banks out there that are not brick and mortar anymore.
Yeah, your Allies, your Chimes. There's places out there here in Wisconsin, I don't think there's a Bank of America location.
Not a physical one.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah, exactly. There are several banks that have gone online. I think like Capital One has one.
Correct.
And there's other banks that are online that you don't do anything in a brick and mortar store place. And now they have it. So, I should teach piano lessons. And so all of the people pay me, a couple people pay me cash, but most people pay me Zelle, Venmo, or something else like that with my handles.
Yeah.
And you've never had a problem with it, Glenda?
Knock on wood, no. Not one. Even depositing my checks online.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's fairly safe, well-known technology now. I'm not telling you to do it. You have to do it. But if you wanted to do it, I'd show you how to do it. Make sure you did it safely. Thank you so much, Glenda, for calling.
Thanks a lot, Glenda. And thank you for being a piano teacher. I had a piano teacher when I was a kid, and she was wonderful.
And thank you, Cindy, for calling, too.
Yes, Cindy, absolutely. Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Drawing a blank. From Brooklyn. She calls from Brooklyn.
Wisconsin. I didn't know we had a Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Now, look what you learn.
You
on
know
this
who
program.
Is that? Tony Coldcuts.
844-967-2789. Do you Venmo, or is it no Venmo, or is there some other thing, device, tool, something useful that everybody else is using and you're just not comfortable with it? Because that's, again, that's how I feel about Venmo. It makes me twitchy. Makes me twitchy.
Okay. I mean, I the thing is, like, when you say it makes you twitchy, that's the thing is I want to get you not feeling that way. Like, if you're just like, I'm not using Venmo, I don't care. But the nervousness, that's what makes, because there's other things out there that, you know, there's other programs, other apps that do the same
thing. Yeah, I'm not doing those either. We have Doug from Randolph on the line. Good morning, Doug. Thank you so much for joining us, Goes Wisconsin. Do you Venmo or no?
I'm not sure on that one. But I just, if your comment on the eggs for the ladies, I just want to say the other way around for a white male, the more farther you are right on the Republican Party, the less your sperm count is.
Oh, that's science. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Doug, when we have Dr. Lyerly on tomorrow for public service announcement, well, I'll run that past her. And
she'll agree with that.
And see how that holds up. But you have no opinion on Venmo.
Venmo, I guess I don't Venmo.
All right, well, then you're with me, Doug. Then Doug is on my side. I'm claiming Doug. I'm taking him. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate you backing me up.
I feel like he didn't back you up so much. You just grabbed his wrist and said, come on, we're going to Denny's and we're paying cash for moons over my hammies.
Doug's coming with me.
All right, fine.
He has no choice.
You are seriously getting very defensive right now about this, and I'm going to make you a Venmo account.
Oh, jeez. Just to teach me a lesson.
Calvin, another question for you before we... is there, so you said you use Venmo. Is there anything like a Venmo that you, your friends use or people use, and you're like, nah, no, thank you?
No, not really.
He's all about technology, folks.
I mean, everyone I know uses Venmo. I've heard people mention like other apps, and I'm just like, well, do you use Venmo? And they're usually like, well, yeah, I have that too. And then we just go with that.
So is that like was Venmo the first of its kind or one of the earlier?
It's definitely one of the earlier ones.
It's almost like a Zoom or a thing where, like, even if you say, like, I'm going to Venmo you, what do you use? I use Zelle. Like, Venmo is no, the proper name is now the verb. Like, I got to Google something.
Yes.
So that's how ubiquitous Venmo is.
Nice.
Thank you.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't hang up if you're on the line. Call and or text and stay close. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baby.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together, we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hit me in the eye! Maybe I can see better.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin's on the board. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
And if you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. We're talking about Venmo. I do not Venmo. For me, Venmo is a no-no. I just don't.
More like Venmo.
Oh, that too. So we're wondering, do you use Venmo, or is there some other application or some other tool that everybody else, it seems like, is using? And you're like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Karina, thank you for your patience. Karina from Milwaukee is joining us. What do you think, Karina, Venmo or no-no?
Well, I tell you this. I didn't have a Venmo because it wasn't there as I knew it. I had the Cash App, and I had a problem with the Cash App, and I called them their 1-800 number, and when they called me back and helped me figure out what's going on, I lost $10,000 off my checking account because they were interrupting the calls to the main line, and they called back as a customer service with my full information, everything. And they said, oh, yes, of course, we're going to help you. Let's reinstall your card. Let's put things together. We're going to connect you to the bank. And as soon as I did that, the $10,000 went poof.
You were scammed by somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was very professional. It was very professional, guys. I worked for Bank of America for 7 years doing mortgages and everything. So I am aware, like, painfully aware,
yep,
of everything what can happen. And I asked all the questions. I asked all the things I know I need to ask, and they gave me full information. Because you can use it maybe at some point, but when you have a problem, there's nobody to help you.
Yeah.
And this is, I don't like, and I would rather go into my Wells Fargo, yell, scream, shake someone, and get myself in the place where I'm comfortable and safe. So I'm sorry. I know it's comfortable, but sometimes it costs you too much.
No, I appreciate
totally understand,
Karina, and I'm so very sorry you had that experience. $10,000 is not a small chunk of change. That is enough to make you sick to your stomach.
That makes me want to delete my Venmo.
Well, this was not Venmo in particular that she was referring to. But a texter from the 414 says, Venmo, heck no. Cash is king. Stacy from Waukesha. Another text on the text line at 844-967-2789. My mother-in-law does not do any financial transactions online, but she also thought the COVID vaccine had a microchip in it, so there's that.
Oh, boy. We got a text message from the 608 listening to WISS. PayPal does the same thing, and the PayPal savings has a 4.3 interest rate. PayPal has been around longer. This person obviously works for PayPal.
Nice commercial for PayPal.
That's a wonderful commercial for PayPal, everybody. Yeah, that's terrible, Karina. And I have, like, that kind of leads me to back where I said before, The only thing I've ever seen anyone experience with Venmo is when she sent my friend some money. Luckily, it was only like $25 to the wrong account. She eventually got the money back.
She
but
did.
You have to run through so many hoops.
Yes.
And you have to get that name correct. And it's helpful to put a picture on there so someone can see your face. You know, it's just...
But Karina's right. It really is very difficult now to find actual human people
that you can talk to
resolve anything. Yep. I have this charge that I've had on my credit card
for
over a year and a half. I cannot get rid of it. I can't talk to a human that works at this place. And I've had the robotic chat, you know, online, and it's $31 a month. And I have not been able to find a way to cut this. They say I subscribe to this service. They don't have any of my emails. I have never subscribed to this service, so they can't even identify who I am. So, yeah, it's a real pain in the neck when there's not an actual human person to help you figure things out.
That's ridiculous.
Loretta from Kenosha is joining us. Good morning, Loretta. Thank you so much for joining
us. What's up,
Wisconsin.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
No, I don't use Venmo, no.
No Venmo.
No Venmo, and I do not, I'm an oldster too, I do not use online banking at all. And can I ask a question?
Sure.
In the news, you've talked about the school closings in Kenosha. Are you talking about that today at all?
We have not been. I'm not sure what Todd Alba is going to be covering next because his show is next at noon, Loretta. But let's take a look at that. That can be something that we can put on the show plan for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. And back to Peggy. It was Peggy in Brooklyn
who joined us.
Peggy is back. Good morning, Peggy.
Hey,
what did we miss?
So one quick thing. On PayPal, I paid for a clinic way up north, a horse clinic. And the lady told me she never got the money. So then I called PayPal. They put it on hold. PayPal hung on to the money. They never gave me the money back. I spent over a year dealing with
them. My.
So that's why I don't deal with PayPal. Yeah. And number two is my husband had a hack on his credit card about 2 years ago. And I don't know. It's unbelievable. But by the time I caught it, it was $20,000. And by the time I caught it, and I called the credit card company. It was through Cabela's credit card. And the lady said, we can put a hold on that money until you give us a reason why you don't want it to go through. And I'm like, but this is like over 30 days. The money's got to be gone. She said, oh, no, there's ways of doing it. And she did. She put a hold on it. My husband wrote a letter. They wanted an official letter from him that he didn't order this, blah, 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 on the date, time, and everything. And the money got re-put in our account.
Well, that's great.
I've never heard of that in my entire life, but I don't know why more credit cards can't do that.
They probably can. They just don't want you to know.
They would rather not have to do that. Thank you so very much, Peggy. Really appreciate it. Run real quick. Text. It feels so, from listening on WAUK, it feels so anticlimactic to get a Christmas gift through Venmo. I'd rather get cash in a card.
Whatever. I mean, it's all going to the same account anyways. Whatever.
Coming up tomorrow, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06 for our public cervix announcement.
R.I.P. Andre Brauger.
R.I.P.
Can't talk about it today.
We're running out of time. Andre Brauger, who was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And many other things.
Passed away very young. He will be missed. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Greg. Thank you for calling and texting and joining us on the stream. I hope you find some joy today, and I hope you have the chance to share it. Stay right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I found out. Can you hear me? Come on and listen to me now.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
People who have parties eat
And it's just it's a tough time to manage.
Is Dr. Kristen invited to your Christmas party?
Yeah, I haven't gotten my invitation yet.
Advice, though, for the holidays coming up.
See how he dodged that question?
I think they call that, in political terms, that's called a pivot.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A tsunami warning.